What's a long gospel for 8 o'clock in the morning? If you were walking in Holworth yesterday afternoon, walking by the Chase Bank, right in town, only the one street we have, and the policeman came out of the bank and arrested you for robbing the bank, you would know immediately that you did not rob the bank. But almost everybody around there would say, it was him, it was her. I saw her in front of the bank. And they would be correct. Bad timing. You were standing in front of the bank when the bank was robbed. And then they take you to court. And you're on trial. And your attorney, friend of yours, does not bring anybody in to say that you did nothing. There were lots of people around Saturday afternoon, a lot of people going to the mini mart or Alessandro's or the the place you wash your clothes, whatever the hell it is. Dry cleaner. You know, any place in there. And you were just doing that. And you saw the people that get out of the car and go in and come out again. You saw that. But none of them were called as witnesses. And you were convicted. And you went to prison for robbing a bank. Would that be the right thing? I don't think anybody here would say yes. It was not the right thing. Because in a conflict, there are always two sides. Sometimes there are three sides. The one on the right, the one on the left, and the truth. You've heard that before. The bank has a side. The cops have a side, and you have a side. Where is the truth? And I'm sure that if you listen to this story that you've heard 1,000 times in your life, the prodigal son, immediately most of us would say, well, the young son is wrong. He can't do that. He can't do that to your father. You can't dissipate yourself going off living a good life when your father's working and probably the mother's working and whatever. See, we have very few details of these stories in Scripture. And there's not only two sides. We don't know too much about either of these people, the father, the son, or the other son. Why would the son go off and do that? Perfectly happy in his house, worked equally, I'm sure, with his brother, and was pretty happy. It doesn't say anything else. And that's the key. It's in the details. What if the older son abused his younger brother? I don't mean sexual abuse. I mean bullied him. From the time he was young, maybe there are 3 or 4 years difference in them. And finally, the younger son said, I had enough. I'm not going to be bullied anymore. I'm going to take what's mine legally and by inheritance and get out of here. We never hear that. We don't know that. We only hear what's up here. When the truth is down here. And that happens in so many families. So many families have disagreements. Every family, first of all, has a disagreement. Sometimes they don't talk to each other, sometimes they yell at each other, but someplace in the middle, someplace, there is truth. And if we are people of conviction, if we are Christian people, if we are people of God, we need to be focused on the truth. Sometimes it is very, very difficult to admit the truth. Right away, when you heard this story, you've heard it 1,000 times before, but you take sides because you want to know who's wrong. Well, maybe it's not necessarily, he's with prostitutes, so that's wrong, but is he a bad person? It doesn't seem to be. But the jealousy of the older brother is very telling. Very telling. Why is he jealous? The guy went off and did bad things. Why would he be jealous of that? Because his father unconditionally loved him. And obviously the father is God in the story. No matter what he did, the father would welcome him back. People will ask me, the kids will ask me in CCD or in Catholic school, is Hitler in heaven? And I would say, I don't know. Why? He was a bad person. He killed a lot of people. Yes, he did. Yeah. But put Hitler in the place of the younger son in today's gospel. We don't know that. We don't know what happened. On this level, that man is in hell. From a human perspective. But we really don't know. Because we don't know the facts of his life. This is not an apology for Hitler, believe me. But we could find ourselves in that position also. When families argue, the wife's family, the husband's family, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, we argue all the time. We need to find what's in between. Not what you say, not what I say, it's what the truth is. If you look into any disagreement in families, you'll find that there are three sides to every argument. If we are real Christians, if we are seeking the truth, we're truth seekers, we need to find the middle ground. Because there, you might find resolution, you might find peace, and you might find a new relationship.